Well, Ricky, we took a battering today, really, didn't we? But it looked like for so long that we were going to get 3 points out of that. Do you make of it overall?
Yeah, happy with a point, which is crazy when you've conceded a 94th minute penalty. You know, it feels like a defeat, but in actual fact, it was a. If you break it down, it's a good point. The only thing that stopped us from getting all three was, in my opinion, a really poor refereeing decision. You know, it's not a penalty.
Jarvis, perhaps a bit silly to slide in.
As soon as you go to ground,
as
soon as you go to ground, you give the referee a decision to make. So he needs to learn from that. We've spoken about giving away silly free kicks where teams can load your box. It's the same when you're in your box, you've got to make sure you stand up and defend. But the lad had overrun it. The ball was going off the pitch. There was no way he was getting it. Jarve was 2 yards away when he slid in and the player's gone over him. So it's not a penalty. And when they, you know, when the highlights come out and they release the highlights, everyone will look at it and laugh. And the referee should be ashamed when he watches it back. But like you said, Jarve's got to learn from that and in future make sure he stays on his feet. But look, we were second best in a lot of areas today. And I think probably it would have been unbelievable if we could got all 3 points, because their managers must be scratching their head thinking how they haven't scored. They've had numerous chances, and I think until we brought DK on at centre half, for the last 20 minutes they didn't look like they were going to score. They had a lot of possession, they had a lot of territory, but we defended really well with the back five, and I thought at that point we looked comfortable, and I thought, you know, I was confident we were going to see the game out up until the last 20 minutes. The front two caused us a lot of problems, and they had a lot of chances on our goal, and some good goalkeeping and some poor finishing was the only reason really that we hadn't conceded. But look, again, I think the boys have worked exceptionally hard. This is a tough place to come. I think Howe's owner are a good side, and if I'm being brutally honest, the teams that we've played of late, whether they're at home or you know, whether they played well today, I don't know, but you know, I don't see that they're going to be in that bottom three. I think that they've got too much quality to be in that position. So we said if we could come into this game in the Barwell game and take 4 points, would be a brilliant return. If we could go these two games unbeaten, it would be a good return. So we've managed to do that today. So we now go to Barwell. If we can take another point from Barwell away, it's another good point. If we can take all three, then you know we've hit the targets that we said would have been brilliant. But that was a tough game. Physical, players stood up to it, worked their socks off, and we've just reminded them, as much as they're disappointed that they haven't got all three, it's a really, really good point. So
it is indeed,
we'll move on.
I mean, Jake took his goal brilliantly today. Only shot we had on target, took that very well. Yeah.
Look, we didn't in the first period we didn't really create any opportunities, and Jake's goal was a bit of individual brilliance. And then in the second half at 1-0 we had two or three breakaways where we could have on the counter attack maybe scored the second with a little bit more quality, but it wasn't to be. Look, you can talk about the game for hours and discuss it and do say this if this happened or that happened. Ultimately, we just fell short of getting the 3 points. I'm happy with the point. We're going to need to learn from our mistakes that we've done today. Ultimately, making sure we stay on our feet and don't give the referee a decision to make, especially inside our box. Yeah. But I'm disappointed with the referee giving a penalty there. He had absolutely no need to do that.
Yeah. Any comment on the new players? I mean, Andrew and Ben both got a bit of pitch time.
Yeah. Obviously, they both come in this week, which is the reason they both started on the bench. But I thought Ben come in there and done well, and Andrew looks a good talent as well. So we'll see. You know, obviously we need to make some changes for Tuesday night just to freshen it up, because the players have covered a lot of ground, and there'll be a lot of tired bodies. So Ben Seymour showed we left out today ready for Tuesday night, and obviously George is there as well, and the three boys that come off the bench, you know, potentially we'll start the game. So we'll go to Barwell, we'll freshen it up. We'll look to get five players on the pitch that are fresh, and then see where we go from there.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.